Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible talks about days of heaven on the earth. Amen. The Bible talks about the earnest of our inheritance. What is it? It is a foretaste of heaven itself. Amen. We don't get the whole thing right here and now, but we get a foretaste. Amen. We get an earnest of what's coming. That's why you can be so blessed in this life. You just have to pinch yourself and go, glory to God. I mean, this is like heaven. It is a taste of what's coming. It's a taste of the very same. Well, we ought to get acclimated to it. It'd be like going out into space. You know, they train these guys for months and years to get used to what's coming up. Divers have to acclimate to the new environment. This is the shortest thing we're going to do. It's what's happening right now, and it's training time. And so we should get acclimated and adjusted to our new environment. So it's not, I think some Christians, they're also almost going to have to be put in a chamber because this heaven's going to be such a shock to their system. They're so used to living such a hard life to heaven's going to be a total shock to them. But we're all supposed to be getting acclimated to it, getting foretaste of it. Brass of heaven, earth of iron, dust. That's not for us. That's the curse we've been redeemed from. Now go back to Deuteronomy 28, please. Let's continue. 28. And skip down to verse 30. Well, back up to verse 28. Look like we got some rain coming right now, don't we? It's a blessing. We read this last week where it said the Lord will smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And we saw that that has to do with mental and emotional and soulical instability. One translation said crazed in the wits, losing your mind. And here, but now the next verse tells you why people would get to the place where they lose their mind. Astonishment of heart, verse 29, groping at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not what? You shall not prosper in your ways. Not prospering in your ways is a curse. You'll be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man will save you. Now I'm going to read this from the English version, the next few verses. He tells what will happen. Verse 30 in the English says, you'll be engaged to a girl, and someone else will marry her. You'll build a house, but never live in it. You'll plant a vineyard, but never eat its grapes. Your cattle will be butchered before your very eyes, and you won't eat any of the meat. Your donkeys will be dragged away while you look, and they'll not be given back to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and there'll be no one to help you. Your sons and daughters will be given as slaves to foreigners while you look on, and every day you'll strain your eyes, looking in vain for your children to return. A foreign nation will take all the crops you work so hard to grow, and while you receive nothing but constant oppression and harsh treatment, and your sufferings will make you lose your mind. What is this? Should you ever experience this?
No.
Well, now, do you see what this is, though? This is working, 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 and not getting to enjoy anything that you work so hard for. I don't know if you ever heard this kind of thing before, but in my rural area where I grew up down in Mississippi, I've heard some of the older folks talk about, you know, that they, somebody said, you know, why don't you build your new house? You know, you got money and you got this and that. They were superstitious that when they built it, they might die. before they got a chance to live in it, opportunity to live in it. Because they had known of other people that, you know, just about time they got things set up like they thought they wanted it, then they died. Superstitious about what? That's a curse. And here you see thing after thing that they worked on this relationship and somebody else enjoyed that person. They worked and got their house and lost it. Somebody else enjoyed it. They worked and worked and accumulated stuff and lost all of it. That is the curse of loss and failure. And tell me the good news. Now tell me the good news. According to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from working and somebody else enjoying the fruits of our labors. The blessing means you get the house and you live long and enjoy every room in it. You enjoy the fruits of your labors, every part of them, for as long as you desire. See, we live in a world where all around you, you're seeing failure, 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 loss, failure, business fails. Endeavor fails. Investment fails. And then what happens when things fail? Then there comes loss. They failed in that endeavor and they lost what they had. They failed in that business and then they lost their stuff. Failure and loss is a curse. It is part of, a specific part of the curse of the law. Let me read some more of it to you. Verse 38. I'm still reading from the English version now. Verse 38. You will plant plenty of seed, but reap only a small harvest, because the locust will eat your crops. See, this is not 30, 60, 100 fold, is it? This is planting a lot and barely getting any return. And then when you get your little return that came in, locusts showed up and ate it up. That's can't win for losing. That's everything's against me. Right? That's take a step forward and get knocked back three. Get the refrigerator paid off and it breaks down the same day. Huh? Get the transmission fixed and the engine blows up. Are you with me now? Just get this done and find out the whole foundation's got termites. Just after you got it painted. I mean, thing after thing after thing. Are people experiencing these things in life? What is it? It's a curse. Are we supposed to be experiencing it?
No.
Is it normal for us?
No.
But see, people do. They just accept it as a normal part of life. But you got to be able to identify what is a curse. The curse is for the disobedient. The curse is for the rebellious. The people who refuse to walk in love. The people who refuse to walk by faith. Who will not do what the Lord told them to do. They're going to have it. And if you do that, you'll have it. If I do it, I'll have it. Oh, but if we will obey. If we will repent, if we will humble ourselves, if we'll stay on track, if we'll get up every morning and say, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to walk in love and I'm going to walk in faith all day long. I don't care what anybody else does. I'm going to do it. You commanded me to do it and I'm going to do it. By your grace and help, I'm going to do it. And if he says go here, you go there. If he says stop this, you stop that. If you do these things, you are not to experience this. You're to go year after year and decade after decade until people who don't know God and are resentful just don't like looking at your place. Because the drought is on, but your place got rained on. This has happened so many times. Hail tore up their car, but your car didn't get no hail. Their kids was sick all winter, and yours didn't even have a runny nose. They've invested millions over the years, and one thing after another keeps flopping, and your little $10,000 investment has turned into huge profits. They're on their fourth wife. You're still with your first. Their kids are in jail or dead. Your kids are as happy as you are. And happier, serving God and blessed. Right? Yeah, you've had challenges. Yeah, you've had temptations. But you just overcome and overcome and overcome and enjoy the good life that He predestined and made ready for you to live. Because you're not cursed. You're not predestined. You're not doomed and damned to destruction. You're anointed to succeed. Is success part of the blessing? We know prosperity is part of the blessing. I mean, anybody that would dispute that part of the blessing of Abraham did not include prosperity just can't read. But their word prosper, me, if you look it up, it means to succeed, to have success. Prosperity is not just money. You can have money and be a failure. You can have all kind of money and be just a failure as a man or a woman or a husband or a wife or a mother or a daddy or a Christian. Prosperity is not just money. Prosperity is success. Real success. Hallelujah. That you finish what you start. You complete what God starts you out in. And it's honorable. And it honors God. And it blesses people. Can you say amen? Now keep reading in verse 39. More of the curse here that you've been redeemed from. He said, you'll plant vineyards and take care of them, but you'll not gather their grapes or drink wine from them because worms will eat the vines. There's case after case. I've seen ministers that involved in building a work. And just about time it begins to be successful, they sin and mess up and don't enjoy it. Don't get to enjoy any of the fruits or benefits. I've seen people work to build up a business, work to help somebody else get something going. And then when it really starts paying off, they're not there. They're out of it. That's a curse. I said, that's a curse.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redeemed from Loss and Failure, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004G. That's R-1004G. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.